Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
One man went online to do his banking. One man with his mouse, banking from his house.
All of us online, doing a banking. Republic Bank Online.
It's like having a bank with unlimited locations. Republic Bank Online Banking. Get statements, pay bills, transfer money, and more for free anywhere. Another reason why we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Please know that SPADS Incorporated is open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Latuan Le Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
When last we were in Murondoy, Dinah insisted that Unique return home to Kevin. Unique called Divine, and Kevin turned up asking about masks for some workers. They were very angry with each other. Kevin called Ryan, berating him for going back to Divine, and Ryan asked him if he was afraid that Unique would be unfaithful too. Dinah called Aubrey and begged him to speak to Unique about her strained relationship with Kevin. As we return, Aubrey is calling Unique.
Unique.
Thanks, Daddy.
So how things?
How things with you and Mommy?
We good. Rhonda and Jamari gone to the supermarket.
Okay.
So, how things going with the village council?
Well, everything is around this coronavirus outbreak right now. Me and Sonny got a meeting this afternoon on Zoom.
Oh, nice. Some places open back over here.
Yeah, see it in the news. We still got curfew till June 3rd. I don't know what gonna happen after that.
Yeah. Anyway, how Kevin?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Don't know and don't care.
Something happened with y'all?
I don't want to talk about it, Daddy. I staying with Granny right now.
Unique, whatever it is, I sure you and Kevin can talk it out. Now is not the time to follow, especially in this coronavirus crisis.
Daddy, when Kevin apologized to me, Then I can go back home.
But is we do?
He vexed just because I happy for Divine and Ryan getting back together. And now he thinks I would cheat on him.
What?
Yes. I feel like he disrespected me.
Man, that sounds like too much of a complicated issue. Y'all can't talk it out.
Like I said, Daddy, he got to apologize to me. Other than that, I ain't got no time with he.
Alright. You strong-headed just like your mother.
Is that all, Daddy? Because I really gotta go to do the council work.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. William.
Coretta, it's interesting hearing from you.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
You ain't got the corona?
As far as I know, no. Anyway, why are you calling me?
I try calling the one Divine, but she ain't answering. Is this thing on the wall talk to Shepo?
And you think I could help?
Look, the truth is, I really need to talk to somebody. I going crazy in this house, me alone. And I can't even invite anybody over.
Well, I don't see why you would call me. We are not friends, Coretta.
I know a little understanding about this aisle money thing.
Okay.
All the time I think the government could have just spent this money on the coronavirus and so. But no, they got to go and...
James?
Look, I have to go. Bye.
Who was that?
Coretta.
Why is she calling you?
Oh, she wanted somebody to talk to. She said she's bored.
So why would she call you?
June, I don't know why the women in this village do anything they do.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to get some groceries. I'm going to cook something special for the holidays.
Yeah?
You okay?
Yeah, it's nothing.
You sure?
Yeah, go get the groceries, man.
Okay, I'll be back soon.
All right.
Oh, it's just I fall down.
Coretta, you okay?
Oh, hi, June. Happy Independence.
Same to you. I saw you fall. You sure you're okay?
Yeah, I just stumped my toe. I don't know who's this invisible man giving me blue. I just stop and wash my hand because I forget my hand sanitizer home and I ain't able to turn back.
Yeah, the public hand washing sites are very convenient.
I just come out because I need some things from the supermarket.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, how things with you and James?
Didn't you talk to him not so long ago?
Yes, I called.
Coretta, what do you want with my husband?
No. It's not like the June. The truth is, these days, I don't know what to do with myself. Home most of the time, nobody to talk to. Plus, when I come out on the road, I got to wear a mask. And I just want things to go back to normal, man.
Well, it's better to be uncomfortable for a little while than die when you're not ready.
Well, yes.
Anyway, it was nice seeing you. I'm heading to the supermarket.
You can't give my drop?
You know we're supposed to be practicing physical distancing, right?
Yeah, but I got on my mask and I just washed my hand. And it's not far we gotta go. I promise I ain't gonna cough or nothing.
All right, hop in.
Oh, thanks very much.
All right, let's go.
June, thank God they had a long line in the supermarket.
Are you following me?
No. Why would I be following you? I need to buy some wine too.
Okay.
So, you and James got special plans for tonight?
Coretta, it's awkward to ask me about plans with my husband.
Alright, sorry. I guess we could talk about something else. When you think they're going to start rolling out the aisle money?
I have no idea.
Well, you know, I've been reading one and two things.
Good for you.
Yes. You know, it's who buy Guyana Forest Oil?
Shell, I believe.
Yes. Shell Western Supply and Trading Limited. I make sure I memorize it.
Good for you.
But June, over 1 million barrels is a lot of oil. All do we sell?
Just imagine when they start producing 750,000 a day.
A day?
Yes, you should read up some more.
750,000 barrels a day? Hey, I'm sorry I too old for make children now.
Well, grandchildren?
I can't tell the last day I hear from son Philip.
Well, you might want to call him to talk to instead of my husband.
June, I swear, I want nothing to do with James. The Ignatius stop answering me calls. I sure is the one Shelley.
Well, that's his wife.
Yes, anyway, the Sovereign Wealth Fund and the Natural Resource Fund.
It's the same thing.
Oh, yes, for truth, no? My brain getting old.
Yes, the Natural Resource Fund is Guyana's Sovereign Wealth Fund.
And that is to make sure the money managed properly now and in the future, right?
Yes. Anyway, I'm moving on to the meat aisle. I'll see you later, Coretta.
Yeah, all right.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
She and her mother just the same. Think they're better than people.
Happy Independence, Guyana.
Sonny, they got some villagers breaking curfew.
Yes, I got the same complaints, Unique. I hear some of them boys been drinking by the corner shot the other night.
And a husband and wife, they fighting on the street here last night. I had to threaten to call the police.
What? Well, I'm gonna call Sergeant Murray to see if they can't get a couple more officers on the road in the night.
Yes, we got to make sure people ain't break this curfew. They complain about the way things are, but they got to realize that the sooner they follow the instructions, the sooner we can get back to normal.
Yes.
What's the report on sanitizing the market?
They're sanitizing every morning and afternoons when the vendors don't sell.
I just wish I could go down there.
Yeah, but Unique, we got to take with precautions. I hardly been anywhere for the past couple of weeks. I done big already, and I am a diabetic.
Yes, honey, I understand.
Anyway, no need to stress. We doing what we need to do.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, it looked like June Williams calling me on the other phone.
All right, Sonny, we can chat later.
Good evening, take care. Hi, June.
Hi, Sonny. Happy Independence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same to you and family.
How are you keeping?
I am okay.
Yeah. The reason I'm calling, I was wondering if the village council can get some more villagers involved in the fight against COVID.
How so?
Well, people like Coretta. Maybe you can get her to, I don't know, call up the elderly to find out how they're doing. That way she's at home and has something to do.
June, you really think anybody gonna want to talk to Coretta?
Well, good point.
Anyway, it might not be a bad idea. Some people just want to hear somebody's voice.
Yeah, talk to her about it.
Any reason you suggested her?
Well, earlier today she called my husband. And then I ran into her at the supermarket. This woman followed me around the entire time and I had to drop her home too.
Oh, she trying a thing with James?
No. She just wanted someone to talk to.
All right, I'm gonna see what I could do.
Okay. Anyway, me and James, you are about to have dinner. You take care.
You too, June.
James, dinner's ready.
Coming, love.
I just talked to Sonny. He's gonna see if he can give Coretta something to do.
Yeah, keep her out of my ear. This smells good.
Yeah, lamb chops, macaroni and cheese, vegetable salad. James?
My chest.
James? James? Oh, James!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.